The summer is heating up. Have your next backyard celebration with TNT Fireworks. TNTFireworks.com. Have safe family fun with TNT Fireworks.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092.
For the barbecue lovers in your life, you can give the perfect gift of Bob Sykes Barbecue books, sauce, and gift cards. Available for purchase at Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama, or you can purchase online at bobsykes.com. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at HydrationL.com. That's Hydration, the letter L.com.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and You can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Do something good today.
I tried to be just what you wanted. Oh, but I was always wishing on the moon. Things were always going wrong, and oh, it took so long. And you just
just left me way too soon. If you could only see me now, now I've turned my life around completely.
Welcome to a special edition of the Mark White Show as I welcome back my friend T. Graham Brown. This guy has been busy, and we are supporting T. Graham Brown and all that he's doing through the Mark White Show. Back on May the 3rd, he had a very special induction into the Grand Ole Opry. Let me tell you, congratulations, T. Graham Brown, on that induction to the Grand Ole Opry, my friend.
Oh, thanks, man. That's the biggest thing that ever happened to Sheila and me.
I got to see the video of Vince when he was surprising you. That was a great way to do that.
Oh, yeah, man. They fooled me, that's for sure. That was totally unexpected, but boy, it sure was nice.
And it doesn't hurt that you have an album coming out on August the 2nd where people can go ahead now and pre-order and pre-save. That gets you some publicity, that gets you some momentum, doesn't it?
It helps, that's for sure. That's for sure, man. Yeah, we got a cool soul tribute album, a 1960s soul trick. We cut a bunch of 60 soul hits that were either originally cut in Memphis or originally cut in Muscle Shoals. That's why we're calling it From Memphis to Muscle Shoals. So, yeah, man, we had a blast doing that. And, you know, it turned into a duet album pretty much. There's 11 duets on it, I think. It wasn't going to be that way, but I was talking to Dwight Yoakam and just catching up, and he asked me what I'd been doing, and I told him about cutting those songs, and he asked me if I'd cut the song called I'm Your Puppet, and I said, yeah, man, matter of fact, I did. And he asked if he could sing on it, and I said, of course. So he went out in the studio in Hollywood and did his part, sang harmony, and whatever. He really took a lot of time doing it, and once he did that, I started calling. I thought, man, you know, Tanya would sound good on this one, and Winona would sound good on this one. And I just started calling people, and it turned into a thing. I'm really happy about it.
You're definitely a testament to making friendships and networking, because obviously you've made a lot of friends in the business over the years, and you've maintained those friendships. That's important.
Oh, yeah. Well, we love each other. That's the thing. You know, we're all friends, and we all pull for each other. And, you know, it's not like a competition or anything. We all try to help each other. You know, if somebody calls me and wants me to do something, I say yes. And same with me. When I call somebody, they always say yes. I rarely do I have somebody say no. Or when I called up these folks to be on this album, nobody said, well, let me think about it or any of that. They were all in. So, yeah, it makes you proud. I know the thing of it is, man, I've been doing this for 51 years, and I've met everybody and worked with everybody, toured with everybody. So, you know, I got everybody's phone number, and if I need something, I just call them up.
That's great. I'll tell you, you blew it out of the water with Sam Moore the night that they were doing the anniversary for Lee Greenwood. I was there, and you and Sam just were incredible together, and I was pleased to see that he's on this album as well.
Yeah, that wasn't that fun, man. That
was awesome.
Lee Greenwood tribute thing, it was fun. And then, you know, Sam lives in Miami. We've been friends for about probably 35 years, something like that, and I call him Big Daddy. I always love on him when I see him. So we went down to Miami. There's a studio called Criteria Studios down there. We got Sam's vocal, and little Anthony lives in Boca Raton right next to Fort Lauderdale. So we went in a place called the Power Station in Fort Lauderdale and got him. So, yeah, it was great. You know, and Eddie Floyd, the guy that wrote and sang on the hit Knock on Wood, we got him in there doing a duet with Knock on Wood, and that was just awesome. And so, yeah, I got a lot of cool duets on here. I think people will like this record. We just wanted to show our love for that era of soul music. And we went to Fame Studios in Muscle Shoals and cut 14 tracks and, you know, used a lot of the same equipment that they used back in the 60s down there.
Yes.
We tried to make it sound authentic and vintage, you know, mid-60s pretty much sound. And so I think we did a pretty good job.
You have become popular with Sitting on the Dock of the Bay as well. That's one of the songs I noticed that it sounds like it's a fan favorite whenever you're in concert.
Well, I mean, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay is just an iconic song, and everybody knows it. You know, that was, you know, that was Otis Redding's only number one song.
Wow.
It actually went number one after he was killed. You know, man, he did all those recordings. He was 27 years old when he got killed. So just think about that. He was basically a kid.
Yep.
And cut all those great hits. So yeah, people like Sitting on the Dock of the Bay. Hey, you know what's funny? I have actually sat on the same place he was sitting on in Sausalito, California, on the same bay, looking out at the same bay. I've been to the exact spot that he wrote that song on.
It was just meant to be, man.
I guess. I was out there doing Taco Bell commercials. And so I had to, while I was out there, I had to do that.
What pulled all this together when you were first thinking about Memphis to Muscle Shoals? What was it that triggered this whole album, the beginning of it, T?
Oh, it's just been something I've been wanting to do my whole life. I was finally able to do it. You know, it just all came together. And it was just a joy. And we had trouble picking songs. There's so many to pick from. Maybe we could do volume two. Just so many great soul songs that we weren't able to get to.
Oh, I'm sure there's room for volume two for you. This is going to be amazing for people that pre-order and pre-save and get to hear from Memphis to Muscle Shoals. It sounds like a really big deal, and it sounds like a lot of work that you put into it, as well as all the others who have done a duet with you to make this happen.
Well, it's a fun record, man. If you like soul music at all, I think you're going to like it. You know, if you're a fan of any of these other artists or a fan of mine, it's going to be a fun record for people to listen to, hopefully over and over and over.
One of my best friends, T, Joseph Tully, he loves Mustang Sally. And so when I saw that on cut number 12 with Delbert McClinton, he's going to love that.
Delbert did a great job. Delbert's a hero of mine and always has been. He's just been a singing hero of mine, and you know, I've gotten to know him over the probably last 30 years, and he's become a great friend, and to get him to sing something, man, was just the best.
Can we get patriotic for just a minute, T?
Yeah.
4th of July is right around the corner. You're going to be at Dade County Fair, Trenton, Georgia. Let's talk about love of country and all the things that you've done throughout the years that are supportive of patriotism.
Well, man, it's funny you brought that up. I got to sing God Bless America at the Opry the other night. There were a lot of Marines there that were Vietnam veterans, and boy, what fun. The whole place was rocking. The whole place stood up. I just love America, man. I've been everywhere, and there's no place like America. I kiss the ground when I get back home. If I go overseas, it's just, I think the United States of America is, you know, it's a place where dreams come true. And I hope that we can keep it together and keep it, you know, great. And
yes,
I just love America. That's just all there is to it. I'm a patriot, and I think everybody should be a patriot.
I'm right there with you, T, and we're going to be celebrating in Russellville, Alabama. Shenandoah, our friend Marty Rabin is going to be in Russellville this weekend for the 4th, and as I mentioned, you're going to be in Georgia, and people can find out where you're going to be by going to tgrahambrown.com. They can find out about the I Tell It Like It Used to Be tour, tickets on sale by going to tgrahambrown.com. How about that?
Yeah, man, and you can pre-order the album there, and I don't know if I mentioned, we're going to also have it on vinyl. If people, you know,
awesome.
Vinyl is making a comeback. And as a matter of fact, I saw Marty at the Opry last week. Shenandoah played the Opry. I was there the same night. And I love those guys. Man, they sound so good. I urge everybody to go see Shenandoah. You'll have a blast.
My wife is in the middle of making his shirt. He has a shirt that he really likes, and my wife's a seamstress. I'm actually here at Coronation right now at her sewing shop, and he brought a shirt over, and she's working on the second edition of the shirt he likes in a different color. So she's been she's his seamstress lately.
Well, good. Tell him I said, hey, hug his neck for me.
I will. And I've written a children's book. It's called Riley's Big Challenge, and he actually reviewed the book and did a write-up on it, and that's part of my book. Part of the story is Marty's message. So a book about bullying, and a young girl, her mom reached out to me, and she shared that her daughter was being bullied in school, and she loves softball. So I reached out to a softball coach who was at UAB down in Birmingham for a while, and I asked her if there was something we could do to help this little girl. So we got videos from Alabama players, Auburn players, LSU players, UAB players, and sent those videos to Riley. And she wasn't going to try out for the school team until she got those videos. And once she saw the videos, she was encouraged so much so that she tried out for the team and made it. So I was sitting around one evening, and I thought, that's a really great story of overcoming. When you have those struggles, just going ahead and pushing through it. And Riley did just that and made the team. So I thought it was a great little children's story, and it's coming out August the 10th. So a week later, after this pre-save and this pre-order for your album, my book's coming out.
That's great, man. What a good idea. What a good thing to do.
T. Graham Brown, it's always a pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show, my friend, and good luck with the rest of the day, okay?
All right, buddy. Hey, Mark, God bless you. God bless all of your listeners. God bless the United States of America. Talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon, buddy. Take care.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
Marmac Real Estate has 8 offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Coleman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents
by going to marmac.us and tell them the Mark White Show sent you.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Are you or someone you love interested in martial arts? Jun's Korean Martial Arts is located in Athens, Alabama, next to Domino's Pizza. For more information, contact Young Chun on Facebook at Jun's Korean Martial Arts. Jun's is spelled J-E-O-N apostrophe S, or you can call 256-800-1115.
Shaking hands with the man who grips the gospel gun.
We just finished up a conversation with T. Graham Brown as we talk about his new album coming up on August the 2nd. You can pre-save now and pre-order that album. It's From Memphis to Muscle Shoals, a great album with duets. And we talked a little bit about our buddy Marty Rabin while we were talking. And now I have Marty Rabin on the line with me. Welcome back to the show, Marty.
How you doing, Marky?
He told me to hug your neck when I see you next time.
Yeah, man, I tell you, OT is, man, he is one fine fella. I thank the world to him and Sheila. They've been good friends of ours and good friends of mine for 30 years.
Well, that's what we were talking about, Marty, is that these relationships, these friendships that have been built over the 50 years that T. Graham Brown's been in the business, I mean, he really has nurtured those friendships because he could just call up, say, Dwight Yoakam, and suddenly they're doing a duet together, call Winona. Whoever he has met, he's become great friends with.
Yeah, well, you know, he's just got that kind of spirit about him, you know. He just, Tony, he's just an absolutely wonderful fella. I mean, he really does. In fact, I don't know of anybody that don't love T. Graham Brown. Well, I call him Tony, but I don't know of anybody that don't love T. Graham Brown.
He said he was with you last week at the Grand Ole Opry. I know that was a big thing for him
to be
inducted back on May the 3rd. He was inducted into the Grand Ole Opry, and that was a big deal for him.
Hey, I tell you, that was a big deal for us. I think we were as proud about that as he was.
We have
for him, yeah.
Absolutely. We have the Jam on the Sloss Lake coming up in Russellville, Alabama. You guys are going to be there before the fireworks. That's going to be pretty awesome for families to come and enjoy and celebrate our country.
Yeah, you know, it's something that, you know, we got a chance to do it for them last year as well, too. We've done it for them several years ago, and then they had us last year, and then they wanted us to repeat and come back this year. And, you know, just really excited about that, and really take truth, really grateful because, you know, this is the 2/4 of July's that we're going to be working, that we can actually be at home most of the day.
Yes. Well, as we were talking,
and normally that's not the case. Usually we're in Arizona or Minneapolis or you know, somewhere else, Illinois somewhere, to celebrate Independence Day. But, you know, for the last couple of years, you know, we've had the pleasure of being, you know, here around the house. And that's really kind of nice because, you know, a lot of the holidays like this, Memorial Day and Veterans Day and days like that, you know, we're off somewhere else, you know.
Well, we were talking not just the other day, texting about the book launch that I was going to have on August the 10th, and you were unable to make it because of all the different events that you're going to be at, and I'm sorry you can't make it, but, man, y'all are booked. Y'all really are. So, Russellville, I would say Russellville's been in good luck to be able to, for the past 2 years, to have you guys come and be able to participate.
Well, you know, they book it early, and so that, you know, that's a good thing. You know, they David Grissom, the mayor of, of Russell had talked to me last year, said, "Man, if I was to ask you to come back next year, would you come back?" And I said, "Brother, we'd love to. We'd absolutely love to." So that kind of got taken care of last year while we were there. But you know, and a lot of, you know, actually a lot of the stuff that we do is, you know, return business. You know, it's just like the St. Jude's Saddle Up for St. Jude's Trail Ride that we're doing later on in the month. I bet you, let's see, I did the very, very first one for Jimmy. Well, the first year he had it. I was laughing with somebody a couple of years ago, and we were talking about how he just had a little old wooden wagon out there and had some couple of bales of hay. And we didn't have a PA system. You know, I just got up there on that little wagon and folks, you know, they just, you know, pulled the chairs and stood around the wagon and stuff like that, you know, was the first trail ride we did. And then after that, you know, it's grown into what it is now. And goodness sakes alive, the money that has given to St. Jude's. And the one thing that I'm really, truly so proud about, is that money goes to St. Jude's too.
Yes.
You know, for one thing, Jimmy don't need the money. And so therefore he makes sure that what monies they get, it goes right directly to where it's supposed to be going. And I wouldn't give anything in the world for that.
28 years, 28th annual Saddle Up for St. Jude Trail Riding Concert. And you said you were at the first one?
That's the very, very first one, and probably have been, you know, I've done several of them by myself. And then also had a little old bluegrass band for about 3 or 4 years, and had done a couple of the trail rides with the little old bluegrass band that I had, and then we had done probably, I don't know, I guess this is about, I think this is the fourth year in a row Shenandoah's done it.
That's awesome. And I know that you're very proud of what's been done with the work there, as you mentioned, with Jimmy Gardner and the millions now that's been raised for St. Jude. Not, you know, 28 years, but the great work of all the team members, all the people who've gone. And I just posted the other day, they were having a cleanup day Saturday with people coming out and bringing their weed eaters and bringing their equipment to clean the place up and to get it ready. So I know there's a lot of volunteers, a lot of work that goes into that.
Yeah, there is. And, you know, it's really just worth, you know, it's really an absolute true assessment. If anybody was to say it's a community thing. Now, and of course, Jimmy will be the first one to tell you when people want to brag on Jimmy about, you know, throwing this thing together. He go, "Look, man, I'm not the only one doing this."
Right.
And he isn't, but you know, Jimmy's the one that books the dates and that kind of stuff. And he's kind of the face of the St. Jude's Trail Ride. But you know, Jimmy's always faithful. It always, you know, bringing up people that help and people that you know that add their time and want to see this thing really do something. And you know, look, this has really actually benefited a lot of families and a lot of children in our area, you know, and, you know, where mamas and daddies, they go over to St. Jude's and they don't pay one dime, you know, and that, you know, a lot of people don't understand that, you know, unfortunately it's only when somebody's in need of it, do they truly understand literally the reach, the length and the depth of what St. Jude's does.
Yes.
And, you know, not only, you know, did we support St. Jude's on the trail ride, but there's a few of those that, you know, that we do during the year. You know, they'll do a St. Jude's Radiothon that we'll participate in and that type of stuff. But certainly, you know, always honored to be a part of, you know, our hometown given, you know, as far as that goes. And it's just always a good time, you know, because you get to see a lot of folks you don't get to see all the time. And then again, you know, your family gets to come out, you know, and even though we'll leave that night going to West Texas. But you know, there's other family members that you don't get to see much, but you know, and they don't get to see you very much entertained. And so therefore it gives, you know, folks, like that, not only your kin folks, but your friends, you know, a good chance of coming out and hearing you. And like I said, then we jump on the bus going somewhere else, but, it's a good night to have that happen. And there's always such a good spirit, you know, that goes along with all that out there. You know, everybody's in good spirits about the reason why it's being done and the success of what it is. I think for the last 3 or 4 years, I think they've actually broke the record of giving, you know, to St. Jude's, and they're way off in the millions since this thing has started, you know, that the trail ride has given to St. Jude's.
Let's give out the information so people can go to both events. If they want to go come to Russellville, the 2024 Jam on Sloss Lake, first off, they're going to have the Cotton Flats Cruisers Car Show, which starts at 7 a.m. to 1 p.m., then the Splash Pad and Inflatables for Kids will be 12 p.m. until, and then Purpose Gospel Group at 5 p.m., KGB, Kerry Gilbert, our buddy Kerry Gilbert, at 6 p.m., Rewind at 7 p.m., Shenandoah at 8:30 p.m., and then fireworks immediately after Shenandoah. We're talking about Highway 24 in Russellville, Alabama for that, and then the 28th annual Saddle Up for St. Jude Trail Ride and Concert taking place July 18th through the 20th at Gardner Farms in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Saddle Up for St. Jude supporting St. Jude Thursday night, July 18th. That is going to be Shenandoah. Friday night, the 19th, Josh Brannon, and Saturday night, the 20th, will be Craig Morgan. There'll also be the live auction starting at 3:30 p.m. on Saturday. What a great event, and I appreciate you, Marty, and what you're doing to support St. Jude and Saddle Up for St. Jude, and look forward to seeing you on Thursday in Russellville, Alabama.
Yes, sir, brother. We're looking forward to seeing you as well, too. Your wife, April, I've had her make me a jacket that, man, just everybody just brags on, and I've had her make me another, and that's going to be delivery day for me.
Delivery day, that's right.
when we see you in Russellville, so that's going to be, I'm excited about that, and man, she does such fine work, and in fact, I'll even put in a plug for April. If anybody needs any, you know, you can't find anybody to hem a pair of pants for you to take anything up. But, man, not only, you know, can they do that over at her shop. I mean, like I'm saying, I mean, she even made me a jacket, you know, a stage jacket that I wear. And like I say, got another one coming and got another one in mind for her to do for me here in probably a couple months. But she, if you're looking for somebody to take care of that, your hem jobs, your alterations and all that other kind of stuff, I guarantee you won't go bad. Cora Nation, C-O-R-A Nation. And I'm telling you, it's fantastic. She and them gals in there do an absolutely wonderful job. So, hey, I figured I'd plug April's business long while we were going. Cause,
that's awesome.
And I'm so excited about what she's done. But man, I get so many compliments on that jacket. Hey, where did you get that? I actually had it made. Where did you have that made? Because you know, nobody's doing that anymore. But buddy, she sure is, and doing a fine job at it, and tickled to death to wear them. It does. It looks absolutely wonderful.
Well, we appreciate your friendship, and we love you, Marty.
Hey, love you too, Mark, and look forward to seeing you on the 4th down in Russellville, Alabama, Sloss Lake.
There, we'll be there. Let's do it. One of April's workers has a birthday today, Heather Verlander. Would you like to give her a shout-out for birthday?
Yeah, man, let's do that.
All right.
Well, I understand somebody's having a little old birthday today, and I want to say happy birthday to Heather. In fact, I want to
sing happy birthday to Heather. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Heather. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, buddy.
Hey, you bet, brother. Hey, look, I look forward to seeing y'all on Thursday.
All right. We'll see you then, man.
Hey, bless you, my man.
Take care.
Okay, buddy. Goodbye.
Friend, we'd get better before we got home. She saw me coming through the back door screen. I knew the minute that she looked at me. Mama knows, Mama knows.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Now, with tomatoes and other fresh produce, J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama is ready to serve you. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, you can go to their website at jcalvertfarms.com and follow them on Facebook and Instagram at J. Calvert Farms. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama.
The summer is heating up. Have your next backyard celebration with TNT Fireworks. TNTFireworks.com. Have safe family fun with TNT Fireworks.
On a somber note, we want to express our deepest condolences to the family of William Lee Golden. William's son, Rusty, passed away last night at the age of 65. Tonight's show is dedicated to William Lee Golden, Jr., known as Rusty. Here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers, and we're sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show, and you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.